Earlier today, Yamiche Alcindor spoke with one of George Floyd's brothers and the family attorney.
I'm joined now by George Floyd's brother, Philonis Floyd, as well as the Floyd family attorney, Benjamin Crump. Thank you both for being here. I want to start with you, Philonis. You were in the courtroom when this verdict was read. Take me into the moments before and after this verdict. What did it feel like? What did it mean?
I was really nervous. I just got up and I was pacing back and forth, and Attorney Crump and my wife, they were like, whatever you need to do to be comfortable, just do it. If you need to pace back and forth, do it. So I did it until we had to get into that courtroom. And as soon as I got in there, I prayed. I prayed for over 30 minutes because it took the jury and the judge to come out. And Lord, when I heard guilty, guilty, and guilty, I was ecstatic. I was excited. I just didn't know what to do because people of color never get justice for anything. And at this time, I think that the world can breathe now because they all stood behind George through a pandemic, through COVID marching. And justice for George means freedom for all.
It's true that people really did stand up for your brother. I want to stick with you and ask, how is George Floyd's daughter, Gianna, doing? What was her reaction? And what do you hope this verdict means for the world that she is going to grow up in when it comes to police accountability?
I think she'll be exceptional because she predicted this. She said her dad would change the world. And like I always say, we're big on faith. We pray a lot and we speak things into existence. So Gianna, she is her father. She's laughing just like him. She has charisma. And that's the thing that separates them from a lot of people. They know how to come into the room and just fill it up with love. It's a big difference. Dang, Gianna, I just love her so much.
And Ben Crump, I want to ask you, Attorney General Keith Ellison, the Attorney General of Minnesota, said justice would be George Floyd still being alive. What do you make of that? And what do you make of the fact that it took so much to convict this officer, given the fact that you've represented so many families who didn't have accountability happen in their cases?
Certainly, Yamiche. In responding to Attorney Ellison's revelation about justice would be George not being dead, I'm reminded that Philonis Floyd and his family have become the comforters and counselors to Dante Wright's family, who was killed within 10 miles while they were in court on the Chauvin trial. And I am reminded of that because at the first joint press conference, Dante's mother said, justice would be my son coming through the front door with that big smile on his face. But that's not happening because he's dead, so we can't get justice. All we can get is accountability. So I agree wholeheartedly with Attorney General Keith Ellison, who did a masterful job, him and his team, in prosecuting this police officer for killing George Floyd.
Philonis, I want to ask you about Darnella Frazier and the people who stood by and pleaded for your brother's life. That 17-year-old Darnella filmed that video that then went viral and really literally changed the world. How much are you thinking about her and all of the people who rallied around your brother? What do you think we should take away from the role that they played?
I think about them every day. I know that my brother would just be another dead person if it weren't for her, because she had the video that had laid out all the facts. We didn't even need a lawyer to actually go in there. The facts were there. And I just think that right now, people really believe that the land that we live on is for the free, because people fight to get here. And if people are going to fight here, we need to hold our standards high, because Derek Chauvin, he was the law, but he's not above the law. And accountability, he has to understand now that he will have to sit in that cell and do his time, just like my brother is in the ground doing his time.
Philonis, you were thrust into this. Your family has now become a voice for so many. I wonder what's next for you. And also, in some ways, President Biden called your family before and after this verdict. He said this could be a moment, this can be a moment for significant change. What do you think it's going to take for this to actually be a moment for significant change?
I think we all have to stand with each other in solidarity. We all have to be united because we're stronger in numbers, no matter what color, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, because it's only one race and it's the human race. So if we all get together and make laws like the George Floyd Justice Policing Act, we have to pass that law. It has blood on it. Breonna Taylor, the no-knock warrant. You have Eric Garner and my brother George, the no chokehold. All this needs to be passed. We need to end qualified immunity. We need to make sure these officers have their cameras on at all times, body and dash. There's so many things that we need to work on. These officers have to be held accountable. Benjamin Crump shouldn't have to show up at people's doorstep at times like this. People didn't ask to be in this fraternity, but we're dealing with this.
Ben Crump, the sentencing for this officer, Derek Chauvin, will be in 8 weeks. The typical sentence for crimes like this are 12 and a half years. How concerned are you about the sentencing portion of this case and the fate of the other three officers who stand charged?
I believe we should make certain that we hold them to account of equal justice under the law. Whatever the charges would have been, had the roles been reversed and George Floyd had his knee on Derek Chauvin's neck for 9 minutes and 29 seconds, is exactly what we want to hold Chauvin accountable for. And I think they're going to have a victim impact statement read in court, more than likely by Filonis and maybe another family member. And I think that's exactly what they're going to say to Judge Cahill, who's going to pronounce the sentence, that this is my brother who he was, and whatever you would have did to him should happen to his killer. No police officer should be above the law.
Filonis, what are you hoping for in sentencing? How concerned are you about the other officers being charged?
I basically put it this way. Derek Chauvin, he had a convoy with him, and that's the other officers. If I committed a crime with someone else, they'll give me the same time. So, unfortunately, they have to go through this, but somebody had to help push my brother Frame down so he wouldn't be able to breathe. Somebody had their knee on his neck so he couldn't breathe. Somebody was trying to hog tie him so he couldn't breathe. The things that I had to go through, families all across America had to go through. You can't make up for what happened. This is not a mistake, because a mistake can be erased. He had 9 minutes to understand that my brother's life mattered. But now he has to spend the rest of his time in a cell wondering why I couldn't have stopped what I did to that man that day.
Well, thank you so much, Filonis Floyd and Benjamin Crump. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.